The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome to the IMC Monday Night Sit. And I hope you're doing well this evening or whatever time of day it is for you. And we'll begin with settling in to the sit. So finding a posture where you can be upright and also relaxed, somewhere where you'll be comfortable for the half hour or so that we'll be sitting. And just gently allowing your eyes to close and bringing the attention inward to the feeling of the body sitting, or if you're lying down or standing, whatever posture you're in, just taking a moment to gently let go of whatever we were doing before coming here. And allowing the mind to be present. Sensing into the body, perhaps the contact point where your seat is on the chair or the cushion. Your legs or feet are against the floor, or maybe you're lying on a surface. We're just feeling where the contact is, where you're being supported. Finding some balance there. So sometimes if I'm sitting, I'll rock back and forth slightly, just a little bit, or forward and back, just to find that central balance point where the body can be upright. If you're lying down, it's also possible to tune into the straightness of the spine, the balance of the body against the surface. And perhaps on the next exhale, letting go a little bit farther into that support, allowing it to support you. And it can also help to deliberately soften some parts of the body that we often hold tense, perhaps the muscles of the face. So letting the expression on the face be soft. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. They tend to get a little tense when we're looking at a screen. And softening in the throat, the neck. Feeling into the shoulders. We might let the shoulder blades slide down the back so that the shoulders are dropping without rounding forward. Down through the chest area. Feeling the front, back, and sides of the rib cage. And down into the belly area, letting that be round, soft. We can let go of any layers of tension. And down into the hip joints and into the thighs, softening the knee and ankle joints, and connecting into the feet and the hands. So just inviting ease through the body. When the body has some ease, it's actually easier to be mindful. And then perhaps returning to the area of the chest, having a sense of openness or even a slight lift to the heart area. As if someone were touching our back right between the shoulder blades. Gently. This focus of the bodily posture can actually evoke a slight sense of confidence in the mind. Just a reminder that what we're doing is valuable, worthwhile, effective. It can be very supportive for practice to touch into our degree of confidence or trust in this practice, which we all have to some degree since we're doing it. Maybe just for a few breaths, letting that confidence pervade the body and mind. And then settling back into the breath or the body, your usual object of meditation. Noticing if there might be a slight sharpening of the energy in the mind when we feel our confidence in the practice, to whatever degree. And as we settle a bit more into the meditation, we may begin to notice the quality of the attention in the mind. How is the mindfulness? If there's a bit too much energy in the mind, you may wish to calm it down a bit. Focus the mindfulness a bit more. Or if the mind is a little dull, you might sharpen up the attention, perhaps through a stronger connection to the body. Noticing what the mind feels like when it has mindfulness present. And it may be that the mind is still quite busy. Minds will do as they do. But to whatever degree you have a sense that the mind is a bit more gathered, gathered together than it was when you started. You can appreciate that. Perhaps there's even a subtle joy in being present with experience. Some ease, some joy, some peace, to whatever degree these are present. Appreciating them, allowing that to pervade the body. And as we move into the last 5 minutes or so of this meditation, you might bring to mind the knowledge that you carry, the benefits of Dharma practice or meditation. Perhaps even just in the course of this sitting, you've been reminded of the value it brings. And that in turn feeds back to the confidence that we began with. So just bringing that knowledge to mind and then letting it fade back and resting again in your meditation object. Letting this understanding resonate in your system. And as we gently approach the end of this sitting, perhaps bringing to mind any wish that you have for the benefit of others through your practice. Do you have some intention that what you do here will benefit yourself and others and both out in the world? Just bringing that to mind.